night that we're not able to only commemorate and appreciate the life of the Imam, but also use it as a tool for improving ourselves and invigorating our Islamic spirit in the same way that the Imam did during his lifetime. Tonight's program will inshallah be as follows. Recitation of the Holy Quran, followed by a short nasheed, a presentation, poetry, our speaker, quiz and poster competitions, and concluding with dinner and inshallah Salat al-Maghrib. I'd first like, before we start, a few quick announcements. One is that we request all parents to have their children with them at all times. We don't want children running around in the back and making noise. We'd also want to announce that those interested in the quiz competition, at this time, please register outside at the table. There are only 50 participants able to participate, so it's first come, first serve. I'd like to first introduce Brother Muhammad Abbas, who will be reciting Al-Quran Al-Majid, followed by Brother Ali Madhar, who will be reciting the translation. Salawat.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا
Thank you for that excellent recitation, brother. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nay, I swear by this city, and you shall be made free from obligation in this city, and the begetter and whom he begot. Certainly we have created man to be in distress. Does he think that no one has power over him? He shall say, I have wasted much wealth. Does he think that no one sees him? Have we not given him two eyes and a tongue and two lips and pointed out to him the two conspicuous ways? But he would not attempt the uphill road. And what will make you comprehend what the uphill road is? It is the setting free of a slave, or the giving of food in a day of hunger to an orphan having relationship, or to the poor man lying in the dust. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.